Hello, and a very warm welcome to this instructional recording, which is going to teach you exactly how to do the relaxation response meditation. This is not a meditation per se, this is actually teaching you how to do it rather than to actually lead you through it, because the relaxation response is something that is best when it's self-guided. My name is Janie Goddard, and I first came across the relaxation response directly from Dr. Herbert Benson, who's the scientist and doctor who really discovered it and created it and brought it into popularity. Dr. Benson looked at lots of different types of meditation that were scientifically proven to be extremely powerful and incredibly good for us. And he, as a good scientist would, drilled down to find out exactly what the active constituents were for this particular practice. So he took everything, he stripped everything away, and he figured out that what I'm about to teach you just now is the secret sauce, if you like. So you begin to do the relaxation response by sitting quietly in a comfortable position. Dr. Benson recommends sitting on a chair with your feet firmly planted on the ground. Don't lean against the back of the chair, though, as you may slump and you can even drift off to sleep, which sort of defeats the object. You'll then close your eyes and deeply relax all of your muscles, beginning at your feet and progressing upwards towards your face and scalp. I like to sit and just scan my body a few times, just to see if there are any little areas of tension that I'm still holding. So if that appeals to you, feel free to do that. The next step is that you'll breathe through your nose and become aware of your breathing. As you breathe out, say the word one silently to yourself. You can use this or another soothing, mellifluous sound, preferably with no meaning or association for you. This helps to avoid stimulation of unnecessary thoughts. A mantra, for example, is absolutely ideal, as long as it has no great meaning or significance to you. Otherwise, this can prove to be quite distracting. Breathe easily and naturally. Don't force anything, just allow it to all happen. Now, to do the relaxation response, you really should ideally continue for 10 to 20 minutes. And it's perfectly okay to open your eyes to check the time, but try not to use an alarm. You'll find very soon that you can easily judge the time that you've been meditating. Whatever the amount of time is that you've chosen to meditate for, once you finish, sit quietly for several minutes, at first with your eyes closed and later with your eyes open. Don't stand up for a few minutes because you might get dizzy. Now, the important thing to remember is that it's really crucial that you don't worry about whether you are successful in achieving a deep level of relaxation. It's not really about that. The art of the relaxation response is maintaining a passive attitude and simply allowing relaxation to occur at its own pace. If distracting thoughts do occur, don't worry. Try to ignore them and just release them. Don't dwell on them and allow them to just float away and return to repeating one or your other chosen sound. And I find that it is best to stick to the word or sound that you've chosen. Try not to jump from one to another, as this in itself is a form of distraction. It also has to be said that by repeating the same word or sound throughout the meditation session really trains your mind and dramatically improves your concentration levels. So that's one of the reasons why it's also really good just to stick to the same word or mantra. With practice, the relaxation response should come with little effort. All the research shows that it's best to practice the technique once or ideally twice a day. But try not to practice within 2 hours after any meal, since the digestive processes seem to interfere with the elicitation of the relaxation response. So now I hope that you've got all of the instructions that you need and that they're really pretty straightforward. I'd love to know how you get on, so please do stay in touch with me. And of course, if there's anything that isn't clear or that you feel needs to be explained further, I'm only an email away. Wishing you wonderful health, happiness, and well-being. Bye for now.